From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Rive, in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Riv grew up in a quarry, splitting stone, and he learned about numbers from the way the stone chose to break. His family cut paving blocks from the gray hillside above the town of Scarp. A rough block came off the face, and Riv's job, from the time he could swing a small maul, was to rive it, to split it, along the grain, into equal smaller blocks that a mason could lay in tidy rows. A block that made 12 caving stones could be riven into 2 rows of 6, or 3 rows of 4, or 4 rows of 3, or 6 rows of 2. Every one of those splits was even. No scrap, no odd corner, every stone the same size. But some blocks would not do it. A block that made 7 stones could not be riven into equal rows at all. 2 rows left 1 stone over. 3 rows left 1 over. You could only lay it as 1 long row of 7, or 7 single stones, 1 times itself, and nothing else. The stone simply refused. Some numbers split, Riv's aunt told him, sighting along a chisel. Some don't. The ones that split, you can lay in rows. The ones that won't, you keep them whole. They're the stubborn ones. They're also, she added, the ones everything else is built from, though it took me years to see it. Rive's given name was Bram, but he had been called Rive since he was 12, when a mason asked him for a block that would tile a courtyard exactly, and Bram walked the whole quarry, tapping blocks, until he found one that would rive into the mason's precise number of rows with nothing wasted. That boy can rive a number to order, the mason said, and the name held. He came to think of every number as a block waiting to be tested. To find a number's factors, the numbers it splits into equally, you simply try to rive it. Does it break into rows of 2, rows of 3, rows of 4? Each clean split named a pair of factors. 12 broke at 2, giving 2 and 6, at 3, giving 3 and 4, and there was no need to look past its own square root, because after that, the pairs only repeat in the other order. And the stubborn blocks, the ones that broke at nothing but 1 times themselves, those he learned to call primes. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, the unrivable ones, not broken, whole.
An academy quarrier came for building stone and found Riv sorting a season's blocks into splits cleanly and won't split, and he stopped, because that was exactly the lesson he could never get children to feel. You are factoring, he said, and your stubborn stones are the prime numbers. We teach that every number is either built from primes or is a prime itself, and children think it is a rule from nowhere. You have it in your hands. Riv left the quarry the next spring. He has taught factors and primes for 8 years, and he keeps on his classroom floor a set of small wooden cubes for riving.
Rive begins each year with 12 cubes. Rive them into equal rows, he says, and the children discover, delighted, that 12 is generous. 2 sixes, 3 fours, 4 threes, 6 twos. He writes each split as a pair, 2 times 6, 3 times 4. And shows that these pairs are the factors of 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 12. A factor, he says, is any number that rives it cleanly. 12 has 6 of them. 12 is an easy stone. Then he hands them 7 cubes and says, now rive these. The children try. 2 rows leave 1 over. 3 rows leave 1 over. They cannot do it. And Rive smiles and says, you're not failing. 7 is a prime. It won't rive into equal rows except 1 row of 7. Its only factors are 1 and itself. It is not a broken number. It is a building number. Then he shows them the point. He rives 30 into 2 times 15, then rives the 15 into 3 times 5, and holds up the primes at the bottom, 2, 3, 5, and says, Every number, if you keep riving, comes down to a handful of primes. The primes are the blocks. All the others are walls built from them.
A girl named Odile stayed behind. She said she had always thought the numbers that wouldn't split were the worst ones, the failures, the ones that didn't work. And it turned the world upside down to hear that the stubborn primes were the most important numbers of all. Rive sat on an upturned cube beside her. He said the quarry had taught him the same lesson the same way. "For years, I thought a block that wouldn't rive was a bad block," he said. "Then my aunt showed me that those were the true stones, the ones every wall is finally made of. The number that resists being broken is the number everything else is built from." Odile turned a single unrivable cube over in her hands, the stubborn seven, and felt something rearrange quietly inside her. The feeling of learning that a thing you had filed under problem had been the point the whole time. Rive is patient, tactile, and cannot look at a number without silently testing whether it splits. He still goes up to Scarp at the year's turning to help with the season's cutting, and he still tests each block by hand. And he still, he admits, feels a quiet tenderness toward the stubborn ones, a warmth that surprises him every time, because he remembers being a boy who thought the unbreakable blocks were failures, and he loves that they turned out to be the very stones the world is built on.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Rive. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.